Corey Gokuchiya is 12 years old and has lived in Wrangell his whole life.
My heritage is Tlingit, Haida, Norwegian, Hawaiian, and I've got Irish and Spanish in there too.
Gokuchiya has been attending the Johnson O'Malley program for 6 years, half his life, but he can still remember his very first day.
I just said, wow. It was just amazing when I came down here. It seemed so fun because they were all hustling around, and the first time I came down, they were all making these vests, and a lot of them were completed, and I just said, wow, that's so cool, and I just wanted to do it so bad.
The reason why Gokuchiya keeps going to JOM is because he enjoys learning about his heritage in the Tlingit language, and he says he's gotten really good at beading. Those are some of the things that students do at JOM, which takes place Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30 for the whole school year. Participants of JOM also enjoy sewing, dancing, singing and drumming with Tommy Rooney, among many other cultural and artistic activities. Vivian Mork is JOM's new language teacher. Mork says she hopes to receive a lot of community support for the revitalization and preservation of the Tlingit language.
There's only about 100 to 150 speakers, depending on your definition of fluency, left on the planet. So we only have about 10 years or less before all of our fluent speakers, people who are fluent from birth, are gone. So we're here to try to teach that to the little ones, because that's how you pass on culture.
JOM is a federally funded program through Tlingit and Haida for students in Head Start through 12th grade.
But we encourage parents, aunts, uncles, great-grandmas, great-grandpas, everybody to come down and participate to also learn our native history.
That's Rhonda Loftus. Loftus is a mother of two, serves on the JOM Parent Committee, and is herself a past JOM student. She talks about what she learned in JOM as a young student, which she still carries with her today.
It taught me that standing up in front of people and presenting myself and standing there in place of my ancestors, showing people who I was, it gave me that courage. And then it even branched further out into teaching me to speak in public.
Those are some of the same skills and values that JOM continues to instill, as Gokuchiya explains.
I've learned that it's nice to express your feelings, and I used to be really scared to speak in front of people. I used to get big stage fright. Now when we go up to Celebration in Juneau, I just stand up there and everybody kind of just disappears and I just start dancing and singing, and it's really fun.
Mork wants to stress that the Johnson O'Malley program is open to students of all ages and all backgrounds, native and non-native alike, as well as their families and community members.
JOM is very aware that we're all part of very multicultural families, and it's a beautiful thing to be able to support all of that. And all of us, everyone on the planet comes from a very interesting lineage of human beings, you know, and it's always fun to be able to get that history about yourself, because usually when you start to learn those kind of things and you start to learn where you come from and who you are within your family, it gives you a sense of self that makes you a stronger person. And there's no one in the world that gets to take that away from you when you know who you are as a human being.
JOM currently has an active group of around 15 students, but hopes to welcome more this year. The parent committee and instructors are looking at holding evening and weekend sessions to accommodate students who play sports. The way to join JOM is by just going. The door is always open. In Wrangell, I'm Lisa Fu.